The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Man Show, new head coach at Prairie View A&M, the Panthers out of the SWAC Conference West Division there. Bubba McDowell with me. Coach McDowell, how things down there in Texas this morning, man?
That's a little chilly right now, but everything is all good, man. Getting ready to start the day.
I hear that, Coach. Tell me this, man. How does it make you feel? The administration may gave you the head coaching job after you've been there for all those years, the business basketball coach, just the head coach, and now you lead this program going forward. Tell me about how it made you feel when they said, hey, Coach McDowell, we believe in you and your vision for this program going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot. I mean, it says a whole lot, and I was really proud and honored to receive that honor because, again, my ideal is, again, just to make sure that this program continue to strive forward, you know, with these young men and, again, get back to the championship, then hopefully win it, you know, next several years.
Most definitely, Coach, and like I said, man, you've seen this program grow and develop so many years, so I feel like you was the right guy anyway because you was already there. You saw the development. You saw what work was put in. You know how things work and running around the university. And the guys know you and trust you. And I feel that can help you in recruiting as well to keep some young men from leaving the program after the coach recruited them left. So you're there already. So familiarity with you as well. I feel like on so many levels it was the right move because you were there. And you was comfortable to those young men. And they can trust you already.
Absolutely. And as you just said, I mean, it's all about feeling comfortable, you know, with these young men feeling comfortable with me, trusting me to lead them to, you know, to that next level, whether it be, you know, the championship, you know, or, you know, something, you know, outside of football, you know, our goal, you know, the new coaching staff here, well, they're not new, but, you know, the guys that came back and we'll have several guys, new guys that come in, you know, our goal is, again, to make sure these young men, you know, leave, you know, better than when they came, when they started here at the university.
And, Coach, as I mentioned to you off the air, I'm a graduate of Tennessee State. You're a Prairie View A&M, HBCU school, coaching a lot of young Black men. How important is that to you to be leaders of young Black men to become better husbands, fathers, thought leaders in the community, knowing about their community, being one with the community, and have that collective mindset of, hey, how do we improve us as a race going forward to be out here in this country and in a worldwide with our talents and what we offer to this world?
Well, and the importance of this is, again, we got to teach our young Black men, you know, how to operate, you know, at a better way how to operate, you know, at all costs. And when I say all costs, you know, that means in the classroom, you know, outside the classroom, you know, when they decide, when it's all said and done, you know, they finish their career here, you know, they can take what they've learned from, you know, not only from us, but, you know, people on the campus, you know, And I say learn meaning good things. And these are things that they're going to take into the world, you know, when they have their young, when they have their kids, you know, when they get married, you know, and that's, then that's what I'm here for. I'm here to teach these young men, you know, how to transition when they leave this place, you know. And I thank God, you know, for the opportunity, you know, being raised by a wonderful mother and dad, and more importantly, you know, people that have been in my corner from day one that have taught me the right way. So it's only fair for me, you know, to teach these young men, you know, this is what is going to get you to the next level. This is what's going to help you in your career after football. I believe that football is one of the most, one of the sports that will prepare these men for life after football. And if they continue to do the right things, and again, that's what we're trying to teach these men, do the right thing while they're here in the classroom, on the field, and it's going to carry over, you know, when it's all said and done here.
Yeah, Coach Bedard, you played in the NFL for 7 years there, man, and tell me, is when you decided you want to get into coaching? You know, my father is a coach, and I didn't choose that path. I chose radio. I said, I don't win or lose the radio. When coaching, you go great, that stuff can go all good. I don't want that problem. But for you, when you decided you want to get into coaching and get back to the game of football that way?
It's funny you ask it because I've always said when I got through with playing with the Oilers, actually when I retired with Carolina officially, I said I would never get into coaching because I just had my son Trey and I knew the hours that it took, you know, to be dedicated, and I didn't want to be away from here from him. And sure enough, I started training guys, you know, for agents, you know, getting them ready. One particular, Danny Manning, he was my first guy. Started training him, getting ready for the pro level. Then started training high school kids, just getting them ready for their upcoming season. Then Alonzo Highsmith said, "Hey, man, why don't you just try to go over and do a little coaching at TSU?" And I'm like, "Nah." He said, "No, just try, you know." And then his dad, Walter Highsmith, asked me to do the same thing. So I jumped right into it. I said, you know what, let me just try it for a year. So I actually volunteered for the first 4 years of coaching. I volunteered over at TSU for 4 years. And man, after that, it was like, it was on after that. And I fell in love really probably the second year I was there. And then finally got on the staff with Steve Wilson, went over to with Browse, Coach Browse for a year, went back to high school, which I love at Willow Ridge, and then here.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, Coach, you know, a lot of guys, like you said, man, once you retire, it's like either jump in or you jump out, you toe in, once you get that toe back into it, man, competitive juices still flow. You know, even for me, when I'm around the football field still, I feel like, oh, man, I want to get back out here again. Even though I'm just here doing a radio gig, but I still get that urge a little bit. Like, you want to get, I like the guy running Russell routes here real good. You know, right. So it's
yeah, it was like you said, I mean, and again, it was one of them deals we talked about earlier, teaching these young men. That was one thing I thought when I got into it. I'm like, man, you know, I can be, access to these guys, you know what I'm saying? And I always just tell guys, once I got into it, probably my my sixth year in it, and I started telling NFL guys, man, you guys need to get into this, man, because I think these guys can hear a lot from you guys. They can learn a lot from you guys. And I was trying to tell a lot of the NFL guys at that time, like, if you're not coaching, man, try to give back to these young men, whether it was in college or whether it was in high school, but they can learn a whole lot. And they needed it at the time and still need it.
Most definitely, because I could tell you, this coach, without football, I wouldn't be talking to you today about football. You know, I grew up with not so great means, you know. So for me, having time to play football got me out of the hood, per se. So I know that the game gave me opportunity to do something I'm not a certain level with. Some of my friends are still stuck in. So I feel like, you know, the game gives you opportunity as well, having young coaches who do want to mold you and tutor you and give you that guidance. I mean, it's so important. I'm a poster boy for what a coach can do for a young man.
Absolutely. And again, there's nothing being that poster boy for young men, because again, they're going to learn, they're going to see, they're going to do what you do. And like I said, my ultimate goal is to teach these young men, you know, to be the best that they can be when they leave this game. Because as I tell them, hey, not all you guys are going to make it to the next level. You know, it's the 1-2% that's going to make it, you know, although I say, hey, you know what, you still have a great opportunity with the USFL coming back, the XFL, you know, the spring league, you know. But at the end of the day, it's about how you prepare yourself, you know, in those classrooms, out on the field, you know, which again is going to help you when you transition from the sport.
Exactly, because my degree is in business coach and psychology. So, and I've kind of studied. So I feel like, you know, I'm using my degree in business right now in psychology as well, because being on the radio, you have to deal with some whacked out guests all the time. Coach, you have to kind of navigate the waters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
keep them on the right path when they go off the wrong path on you.
Absolutely. And again, it's, you know, it's about, again, teaching these young men responsibility. You know, everybody come in into this football arena with different ideals, different responsibility. And it is our duty as coaches, you know, to get these young men right on the right path.
And Coach, I'm going to ask you, man, what is your ideal young man for your program? What's going to be your pillars of your program for a young man to come in and say that's the right fit for us going forward?
Well, first and foremost, academically, you know, they got to be able to handle academically in the classroom. You know, we here at Prairie View, you know, have a high standard, a great standard, and they have to come in here and most importantly, get it done in the classroom, and then secondly, you know, get it done out in the field. You know, a guy in this program, again, you know, be it offense or defense, we want kids that's going to come into this program and just basically do what they're supposed to do, you know. And I say do what they're supposed to do, again, in the classroom, you know, out on the field. And more importantly, what I think is so important is to give back to the community. And that's going to be one of my number one goals this year, is to get them more involved with community projects.
Most definitely, because seeing those guys out in the community out there in your county there, man, is something to get people to galvanize around the program, because I feel like too many times Black schools do not do enough outreach in the community. Yeah. And when you do that piece, people show up at your stadium, you know. Absolutely. And I feel like it's not enough of that going on. It's like, yeah, we're the football team, we got the band, but guess what? Community is not one with you, they're not coming out. You know, so that goes community outreach is so important for fundraising and just community backing of the team to support you when things are going very well. So then they know what's going on at Prairie View A&M.
Absolutely. You hit it on the head. And that, again, I mean, you know, we came in, like I tell guys, we brought you here for a reason. I mean, you know why you're here. Again, that's to get, you know, play football and get your academic degree when you leave here. But more importantly, you know, I'm going to teach you, you know, the process, you know, when you leave this university, how to communicate with people outside of this university, how to communicate with people in the community, how to go out there, you know, get those dollars, you know, that you probably most likely wouldn't be able to get, you know, if you didn't know that person. I tell my guys all the time, dude, you know, don't burn bridges, man. Don't burn bridges. It's all about getting to know people, you know, meet as many people as you can, get to know them, see what they're about, you know, because you never know at the end of the day when it's all said and done, you know, that person, you know, may have a, you know, be that CEO of a company and then wants you to come work for it.
No doubt. And Coach, I love about the swag there, Coach. You added Bethune and my guy down there over there, Florida A&M, the Rattlers. So get this, man. You got 12 teams now, 2 divisions now. League is stronger than ever. I feel like swag is looked upon, and it makes me angry when non-Black pundits say, Coach, that the swag and the MEAC are the worst conferences in the NCAA. I'm like, really? Oh, on what basis? You know what I'm saying? Do you watch what's going on in those two conferences? You know, but it's what these pundits say this all the time. It's like, to me, I got the worst conferences in the whole D1. I'm like, to me, it's a travesty when I hear those statements, because the quality of football and the swag and the MEAC is very high. You know, everybody thought that Jackson State was going to beat South Carolina State, but they defensively, their game plan was one of a kind, mixing the coverages, confused Sanders and everything like that. Nobody thought Buddy Pinion's those teams going to win that game, but they did. So even Trey Oliver in the kickoff game beat Alcorn State. Fred Burnett does a great job. So how can you say as a player that supports conference in football, but what's really more bad coach is that none of the guys was drafted in 2021, you know, and they're talented guys who should be drafted out of the swag of the MEAC. And so if I feel like coach is overlooked, so how do you feel about it, trying to make the league even more prominent, have guys in the NFL come scout the young men and see the talent, the gems, diamonds in the rough, then in the swag and the MEAC conferences that can help us roster in the NFL?
Well, I mean, again, it's all about, like I tell guys, it's all about you going out doing your job, you know, you're going to have coaches. You have great coaches in the SWAC and the MEAC, you know, HBCUs, without a doubt. You know, now it's about us going out, teaching these young men how to perform on the field. Because again, you know as well as I know, they're not performing well on the field. They're not going to come down. They're not going to come see these kids. And one other information I give to my kids, you know, I'm like, hey, you got to be better than that Texas A&M guy up the road there, you know. And I just say Texas A&M because they're right here. You know, you got to be better than them because, again, they're the top D1 school and you're the lower D1 school. So in order for you to get a good look, you know, you got to go out there and get numbers, you know, be it interception, be it tackles, you know, be it, you know, pancakes, or be a touchdown. Because at the end of the day, when these guys come in and they're scouting you, they want to see you making plays. And there's no reason why that a SWAC player, MEAC player, HBCU player can't make it to the next level. Again, it's about you going out there and doing your job. We got talent, you know. And obviously, I think with what Deion is doing right now, just phenomenal. It's bringing more attention to the SWAC, to Black college football. And I guarantee you, it's just a matter of time where you're going to start seeing a lot more of these young men, you know, get to the next level.
Most definitely, Coach. And what I also like about what you're in Texas there, it's so much talent in Texas. You know, for me, a guy who's at Baylor or A&M or Texas who's not playing could come down to your level to play right away, you know, and still get seen, because I just got to not lie. Talent you will be fine, right? So I feel like, you know, being where you are, you have an opportunity with this transfer portal to get guys who go to these schools and don't get to play. If you come down to your level and be a world beater in the SWAC and get to the league that way as well.
Absolutely. And again, you want those guys. You know, again, you want those young men that are coming from that portal to help you out. But, you know, my philosophy is I'm not going to hit that portal real hard because I want to be able to teach these young men that are coming up. I want to get these young guys and men. I want to be able to continue to build. You know, only thing is with that portal to me is that, you know, again, you get them guys in for 1 year and then they out, and then now you're not building that camaraderie within your team. So again, I you know, when you go into that portal, you just got to pick and choose, you know, at that particular time, what is your need, you know, because again, it can help you or it may not help you, you know. But I love it. I love what the portal has done, you know, to Black college football. I mean, because again, now it gives us a better chance to compete.
Most definitely. And that's what the whole thing about it, is trying to compete as well and be seen. And you know, I would love it. I would love to see the Atlanta Falcons come back when my school play FAMU, but I know it's probably going to happen anytime soon. Yeah. You know, but I miss those games, man. You know, and you know, I hear the word on the street is TSU may come back to the SWAC based on what I'm hearing. So it might happen that way anyway. But you know what's fun about it, Coach, is in the SWAC every night is a fun night. Every game, every stadium is a fun game. The band, the camaraderie, the pageantry. It's just seeing Black excellence out there in that on Saturday afternoon, Saturday nights, man, it's fun. Let's talk about the environment for our listeners here in Atlanta who don't really understand how the SWAC operates, how those game days are and those trips are. Tell us fans about that, Coach, as well.
Man, the Black experience here in Black college football is unbelievable. And again, if you have not had a chance to get out and see it, please, at some point, you know, make it a date to get out there and see it, because you'll be totally shocked when you get out there. Just, you know, we're just having fun out there. And like I said, especially when the bands get out there, I mean, it's been at sometimes at halftime, you know, when we finish talking, you know, to the players, you know, get in there, get out, tell them what to do, what we see wrong. Hey, we get back outside and stand on the ramps there and watch the band, because again, that's, you know, they're one of the groups that brings the fans out, that people want to see, want to experience, you know. And man, and they be jamming, guys. I'm telling, they be jamming, because again, I remember when I first got here, when I first started with Texas Southern, I had no idea it was like that, you know, finally getting out there and just watching the band perform at halftime, man. I remember several times it just kind of gave me chills, you know, just seeing how they perform out there. And I think that was one of the reasons why I wanted to stay on this Black college level as well. Because again, just the camaraderie, you know, seeing how people do what they do and do it to the highest of their ability, man. It's fun.
100% that coach, being a former NFL player, how's the game changed for you since you got out of the league in 1995 with Carolina back when you, that was a special team almost, I think it was in 1995 there. Tell me, how's it changed in your eyes, the game on the NFL level so far?
Well, I think on the NFL level, I think the game has changed. You know, I know for a fact, you know as well as I do, you know, they're bigger, faster, stronger. Absolutely that, you know. But yeah, I think the biggest deal is, you know, the way we tackle now. I think, you know, the tackling has gone down tremendously. You know, people say, you know, I hear people say, oh, they don't know how to tackle. Well, I don't know if they don't know how to tackle. I think it's just how they're trying to tackle in order not to get penalized, you know, because now you remember back in the day when we was there, you know, certain hits, you know, counted. But now these days, you know, football, you do a certain hit, boom, you're out the game. And I think that kind of, you know, in the back of a lot of guys' mind now, especially DBs, you know, that, you know, how do I hit? You know, when do I need to, you know, strike? Because it has gone to the point where, you know, if I'm going in there full speed, and back in the day, you know, I'm going in not even thinking. Now is going in thinking, okay, oh, shoot, should I hit him like this or should I hit him like that? And then that calls for you to either miss a tackle or not get that big hit. So it has changed a lot. But I love the way it's going right now because, again, you're just seeing so many athletes, I mean, having fun. I think that's one thing, too, that I love about it. Now they're giving these guys the opportunity or letting them, you know, celebrate. That's one thing I love now seeing with these young men, man, is how they celebrate after a big play, you know, the dances, the things that they do. It's crazy, man, and I love it.
I love when they go to the end zone and do they get group dances. I love that. End zone time, let's go. Get the group dance, let's go.
It's fun. I mean, it's exciting to see when they do that, man. I love it. I can't say enough about it. Just that part of itself has changed the game, man, and it makes it just fun to watch.
No, I'm very younger than you are, Coach. I got to play on field turf and grass. You got to play on the hard astro turf. Oh, Tell me, how was it to play on that hard concrete with a little carpet over it? Because field turf has its advantages and disadvantages too. But playing on that concrete is something different.
It is. I mean, you play fast, but man, I tell you, you know, it got to a point probably about third year, you know, it started taking a toll on them knees, man. You know, and shoot, I mean, certain areas in the field, and you just step on something, your hips don't go boom like that. I mean, that's a hollow area, right, in that particular area. But it was hard, man. I mean, and I think till this day, you know, that's you know, my knees are feeling it even when I stand on the turf today. I mean, we got turf out here at PV, and you know, just standing on that thing every day like we've been doing for the last 4 years, it takes its toll. You know, that's why I say you got to mix that thing up. You got to either go turf, and then sometimes, you know, get that grass feel so those legs can, you know, you can get those legs back. You can't continue to practice on turf every day because it will take a toll on the knees and legs.
100%, Coach. Well, Coach McDowell, thank you for your time today, Coach. It was fun to talk to you again, for the chatting with you down the road, man. Been a relationship with you going forward, brother.
My brother, appreciate you. God bless.
Same to you, Coach. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you.
All right.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.